How is everyone today? I'm convinced. How are you today? Amen. We are blessed by God, not only for us to become rich and powerful and mayabang. God wants to bless our lives so wherever we go, we can be a blessing. Amen. Because God's intention was to bless the whole world. And through the church, through our lives, where He sends us, that will and desire of God for the whole world to be blessed is accomplished. Amen? Today, we are going to talk about a very familiar subject. We talk about the storms of life. And you know, in fact, hindi na natin kailangan pag-usapan to, alam na natin. Okay, we know what it is. So our story today in the gospel speaks of the time when Jesus was in the boat together with his disciples. Ang sabi ni Jesus sa kanila, let us cross over to the other side. He gave his word. Remember, tests and trials, they come to test the word. Amen? It tests the word. Every time you hear the word of God, prepare for a test. Because if it is not tested in your life, it will never become a revelation. Amen? So we have to prepare for the test. People who are prepared, welcome the test. Amen? Yung mga hindi nag-aral, takot sa exam. Okay? Pero yung nagsunog kilay, ay nako, enjoy yan pag may exam. Because it is in the tests and the trials that God is able to move us higher into our calling in life. Now, like I've said, Jesus said, let us cross over to the other side. And they took Jesus at his word. Dinala nila si Jesus. They were in the boat. But Jesus never mentioned what will happen along the way. How many of you know that God wills for you to prosper? You're not convinced until now. Yeah. God wills for us to prosper. He wants to bless us. And the blessings of the Lord makes a man rich. Okay, so God's will is for us to prosper. But God does not tell us about the trials, the tribulations, the problems that we are going to go through. Bakit hindi sinasabi ng Diyos? Okay? Because God wants us to focus only on His word. Amen? Sapat na yan. Sinabi ni Lord, you are blessed to be a blessing. That's enough for us. We just focus on that. But we all know that the path towards our destiny where God wants us to go will be full of trials and tribulations. Ganito din. So, kasama nila si Jesus. Pagdating dun sa boat, ang ginawa ni Jesus, natulog kaagad. He was in the center of that boat and he slept. And yung mga disciples, probably they were so excited, you know, the things that happened. Kagagaling ng nila sa feeding of the 5,000. And you know, ano naman kaya ang gagawin ni Lord bukas? So they're excited. And they were going to cross to the other side. Then along the way, in the middle of the night, nagkaroon ng bagyo. Okay? And nung dumating yung bagyo na yan, these are professional fishermen, pero natakot talaga sila. Dapat sanay to sa mga bagyo. But it was a different kind of storm. You see, when we talk about the storms here in the scriptures, sa story ni Jesus, this is a metaphor of the things that we will be facing in life as well. We are going to face storms in life. It could be sickness. It could be broken relationships. It could be financial difficulties. Kadami-daming problema. And these, like storms in the physical, they come anytime you least expect them to come. Okay? Dumadating talaga yan. And nung bumabagyo na, napupuno na yung boat nila ng tubig, saan si Jesus? Where is Jesus? Ha? he was sleeping. Because Jesus is never bothered by the circumstances in the world. And when we see Jesus sleeping at the boat, nakikita ko, that is what the church is supposed to be. In the midst of the chaos, in the midst of the tribulations going on in the world, as God's people, we should be still and calm. Amen? Dapat ganyan ang picture natin. But hindi ganitong nangyari sa mga apostles. Nagpanic sila. They started to panic. And they came to the Lord and, you know, started to accuse Jesus. Sabi na, hindi ka ba? You don't care about us? You don't care if we die? Then Jesus woke up, calmed the storm. Pinagalitan niya yung bagyo. Sabi niya, shh! And the storm just went still. And he said to his apostles, where is your faith? Okay. Today, I would just like us to understand, number one, storms, problems, crisis, tribulations will come to all people. Amen? Tandaan nyo nan, walang exempted dyan. Lahat ng tao makakaranas ng bagyo sa buhay. Okay. Pag walang bagyo ang buhay mo, tanungin mong sarili mo, tao pa ba ako? Okay, you ask yourself, tao pa ba ako? Kasi yung bagyo, dumadating yan sa lahat ng tao. It really comes. Amen? And, second thing we have to understand, hindi porket kasama mo si Jesus, hindi ka makakaranas ng bagyo. Oh, maraming sasabi, tanggapin mo si Jesus, mawawala na ang problema sa buhay mo. Kalokohan yan. Nung tinanggap ko si Jesus, mas lalong dumami ang problema ko. Okay? Do you understand? I'm talking to you about realities of life because sometimes hindi tayo nakatungtong sa mundong ito. Lumilipad-lipad lang tayo sa ere. O nasa virtual world tayo. But the realities of life, tribulations and trials, crisis, problems will come to all people. No one is exempted. And just because Jesus is with you, just because you're walking with Jesus, it doesn't mean you will be exempted from these trials and tribulations. It will really come. Amen? Now, mga homilies ngayon, this Sunday, the priest will be talking about how to overcome the storm. That I will not be talking about that, you know. We've discussed that many times already. You know what to do when the storms come. But there is a reflection that I would just like to share with you today. The scripture says, when the storm has passed, the foundations are laid bare. Nasa Bible yan. So may nagtatanong na sa akin yan, nakikita ko sa mata nyo, saan sa Bible yan, Father? Eh, nag-aral ako. Mag-aral din kayo, hanapin nyo. Okay? After the storms, foundations are laid bare. Lumalabas talagang pundasyon ng tao. Okay? Hindi lalabas ang tunay na pagkatao natin kung hindi tayo makaranas ng bagyo. Amen? When everything is going well, everything is fine in your life, you know, sometimes we think ang galing talaga natin. Sometimes we think, siguro mabait ako kasi wala akong problema. You know? We do a lot of false assessment on our life. But if a storm comes in your life, a crisis comes in your life, your foundations are laid bare. Lumalabas ang pundasyon ng pagkatao mo. Your character comes out. And you begin to see who you really are. Kaya takot tayo sa bagyo. Takot tayo sa mga krisis sa buhay because it reveals the truth of who we are. Amen? Every time may bagyo sa buhay kong dumadating, first thing I would remember that apart from Christ, I can do nothing. Amen? We are all dependent on God. So, when storms comes, our character, true character comes out, lumalabas yung pagkatao natin. Mabait tayo pag maraming pera. Sino sa inyo mabait pag maraming pera? Ha? Sino sa inyong happy? Happy kayo pag maraming pera? Oh. Ayaw talaga mag-alsa. Sino sa inyong may pera ngayon? Takot kayo, no? Baka hihingi ako, hindi ako hihingi. But when problems comes, pag may krisis na ang buhay mo, inaaway ka na, people are rejecting you already, people betray you, betray your trust. When loved ones abandon you, iniwan ka na, nagkasakit ka pa. You know, all these things, sunod-sunod, mangyari sa buhay mo. Then your true character comes out. Happy ka ba talaga sa buhay mo? Are you really happy in your life? Do you really have the joy? Kunin ang lahat sa'yo. Then that's where you find out your true character is. Now, we have so many questions in life. Ang dami nating tanong sa buhay natin. Bakit bumagsak ang negosyo ko? Bakit nawala yung pera ko? Bakit iniwan ako ng misis ko? Bakit iniwan ako ng asawa ko? Bakit nagkasakit ako? Mabait naman ako. You know, ang dami nating tanong. Minsan, ang nakukuha natin, puro ring sagot, maling sagot. We have the wrong answers because we ask the wrong questions. Amen? Minsan nagkakandarapa tayo sa buhay because mali-maling nakikita natin, maling-mali ang pagkaunawa natin sa buhay natin. We are asking the wrong questions, that's why we get the wrong answers. When the storm was raging at that time, when the storm started to rage at that time, natakot na yung mga disciples, they went to Jesus. And take note ang tanong nila sa kanya. Look at how they questioned Jesus. Sabi nila, "Do you not care that we die?" Minsan, tanong din natin yan pag may problema tayo. Saan ba ang Diyos? Pag tayo ay dumadanas ng krisis sa buhay, pag tayo iniwan ng lahat ng tao, pag tayo nawalan ng pag-asa sa buhay, saan ang Diyos? Right? We ask questions like that. Lord, love mo pa ba ako? Lord, mahal mo ba ako? Lord, hindi ka ba naawa sa akin? Kinuha mo yung nanay ko? Lord, hindi ka ba nakakaintindi ng feeling ng isang tatay? Kinuha mo yung anak ko? We ask questions like that. We ask that out of the depths of our sorrow, out of the depths, sa kalaliman ng puso natin, tinatanong natin yan. That is a wrong question. Kaya nung lumapit sila kay Jesus, sabi nila, "Do you not care that we die?" You know what Jesus did? Nakakatawa. Jesus stood up. Tinigil muna yung storm. Stop. Then Jesus answered their question with a question. Anong sagot ni Jesus sa kanila? "Where is your faith?" Ganyan si Lord. Father, bakit hindi sinanot ni Lord? Bakit yung sagot ni Lord question din? Kasi mali yung tanong nila. They should be asking the right questions. Amen? There's no problem in the sight of God. Pag humaharap tayo ng krisis sa buhay natin, walang problema si Lord. God is not affected by our problems. God does not panic when we have crisis in our life. God knows what to do always. And everything that God would do in the midst of your problems, lahat ng gagawin ng Diyos ay para sa kabutihan mo. It will always be for your best. If there's one lesson that we need to learn today, when you go home, makalimutan nyo na lang lahat ng sinabi ko, ito lang yung huwag yung kalimutan. When we're going through a crisis, We overestimate the problem and we underestimate the power of God's presence in our life. Masyado tayong luluhod sa problema. Masyado nating pinalaki ang problema sa isip natin. Yung Diyos na kasama mo, pinatulog mo lang. Pinatulog mo lang siya. You know? We don't pray. We don't seek God's help. Tayo nagkandara pa, isosolve natin problema. Because so you're overwhelmed with the problem. You overestimate the power of your problem and crisis. But we underestimate the presence, the power of the presence of God in your life. The scriptures, I'm reminded today, just now, the Lord just reminded me, if God is for you, who do you think can be against you? Can a typhoon destroy you, your life? Can it destroy your faith? Can it destroy your commitment to God? Can it destroy God's love for you? No power on earth, in heaven and earth, can ever separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. That's why when we are going through a crisis in life, you know, don't just look at the problem, look at the one who is with you. Our God never fails. Can you tell that to the neighbor beside you? God never fails. Yeah, no way. He never failed from eternity. He will not fail now, and He will not fail ever. Those who put their hope in the Lord will never be disappointed. Because He never fails. He does things marvelously and wonderfully in its time. So start asking the right questions. Huwag mo na i-question si Lord. Our first reading is the story of Job. Job started to question God when he was going through a crisis in his life. Kini-question niya na yung kabutihan ng Diyos. Kini-question niya na yung kalooban ng Diyos. And you know what God said to him? Job, where were you when I laid down the foundations of the earth? Saan ka ba? Nung nilikha ko yung mundo. You know, tinanong siya ni Job, question siya, question din siya ng Diyos. Sino sa inyong gusto nyong i-question kayo ng Diyos? Kaya mag-ingat din tayo sa question natin sa Kanya. Okay? Huwag basta-basta tatanong. Okay? Where were you, Job, when I laid the foundations of that? How dare you question me? How dare you question my commitment to you? How dare you question my faithfulness? How dare you question my love for you? Does Jesus care about us? Does He not care that we die? You look at the cross every day. Pag may duda ka kung mahal ka ng Diyos o tutulungan ka ng Diyos, if you begin to doubt God's benevolence, God's power in your life, if you begin to doubt that and begin to question that in your mind, stand and or kneel before the cross for 1 hour and just look at that cross. Because that cross reminds you that for God so loved the world, He gave His only Son. Never question God's love and God's commitment. Bakit hindi natin pwede i-question? Because He has already proven it by sending His Son. Now, ang question dapat, sabi ni Jesus, where is your faith? Yan ang tamang tanong na itanong nyo. You ask Jesus, Lord, and you ask yourself, where is my faith? Do I look at the problems and magnify it so much? Reverence the problems and the crisis in my life? Well, whatever problem or whatever crisis you're facing in life, that is not God. Amen? Do not overestimate your problem. The one who is in you is greater than anything that is in the world. And this God who is greater and all-powerful is the God who is in love with you. Amen? And I pray that we all fall in love with Him also. So wherever we are, whatever crisis we are facing today in life, foundations, your character is coming out. And it's good. Sabi nga ng isang psychologist, if you cannot embrace discomfort, you will never grow up. Okay? So embrace whatever trial, whatever problem you are facing in life. You know, I woke up this morning, iika-ika ako, medyo masakit yung pa ako. And pwede na sana ako magreklamo kay Lord. Lord, kaka-ordain mo pa lang sa akin, obispo. Sumakit na kaagad yung pa ako. You know? I did not dare ask God that question. You know, wala. It's part of life. I embrace the inconvenience of life. Diba? Iba na yung kilos natin pag tumatanda kaysa bata. That's part of life. Embrace it. Hilot-hilot lang, okay na siya. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? So we embrace those things in our life. Let us not be afraid. Always focus on Jesus. He is greater than any problem we are facing in life. Can you tell the person beside you, God really loves you?